This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, September 20th, 2015. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Dr. Tom Rozelle live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on any subject that you have in mind. Perhaps you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's see what we can do without those things that hurt you a lot. You know, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about it. You know, there's so much in the news and views and so forth today, and it's confusing. There's lots of things that are happening out there that are meant to sell you product, and that is the only reason that they're out there. And they take pieces of information and manipulate it and kind of, you know, put a twist on it. As they say, they spin it, you know, to meet their own agendas. And it's an unfortunate situation. You really need to know. You know, the body is an amazing machine. It is one that really doesn't need any help. It just needs to have the impairments taken away, the slings and arrows, if you will, the things that hurt you on a day-to-day basis, the exposures that you get biochemically, you know, things that you breathe all the time, electromagnetic fields, the pollutions, the additives, the GMOs. You've heard my mantra, and I've listed it for you. In addition to that, how about the stresses? You know, those of us who live in the greater Washington metropolitan area, you live under stress. I don't know about all of you, but when I go away, and I just kind of put my feet up and do absolutely nothing, and I come back in, it's like as soon as the plane comes into the area, my body starts tightening up, and you're living with that on a day-to-day basis. It's like 24/7. And, you know, if you're working for somebody, if you're in the beltway, if you're moving, you know, down the road, and, you know, people throw the Italian salute at you and you wonder, you know, what that's all about. And, you know, I had probably one of the best commentaries on that one time. I was riding with a friend, and she's one of these amazing people, and somebody did that, and she says, "Wow, thin skin." And, you know, I just looked at her, and she had it mastered. She really had it down to pat where, you know, she knew how to deal with that and diffuse that. How many of us do that? How many of us limp around with problems on a day-to-day basis? You know, we put up with, take these, you know, whatever it is, two aspirin and call me in the morning type of attitude, and, you know, we just kind of limp, and we wonder why. As time goes on, you know, things get progressively more irritating. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of things today, and simply because of the fact that I'm in the mood and you need to know. It's, you know, after traveling, you know, and sitting with doctors from around the world, and last week I was in Chicago, and I was sitting in as head of an organization of 2,400 members worldwide. There was actually only 10 of us there. It was a board meeting, an international board meeting, and then we worked one of the major institutes in Chicago working on research programs and applications of what we do in our field. And I sat there and I looked at these guys and I asked him a question to start with. I said, "Hey, listen, if you could do anything that you could dream of, you could change the playing field in any possible way, how would you change it? What would you do? What would it look like?" And almost every one of them, from Australia, from Canada, from England and so forth, what they said was simply this: truth. And how the body really works. Instead of mass media advertising, now I'm extrapolating from what they're saying, and the delusion that we function out of. You were blessed with an amazing machine that can virtually fix anything. But because of this, what I call social hallucination, this media shroud that's being put over you, you don't get to hear the truth. And you think that your health is something that is done to you instead of something that you preserve, protect, and make better. How many of you work your day and look towards, okay, how can I make this machine called my body work better? You know, we've got Ageless Health 2015 coming up. 4 weeks from yesterday, 27 days from now. And if you haven't registered yet, get it done today. Get on the computer, call us, you know, tomorrow at the office, whatever. But Ageless Health 2015 is going to be about the essence of what we do. This is our 15th year producing this, and we do this for you. Why do we do it? It's an all-day event. it's because we want you to have the truth about how your body works, but more importantly, so you can take those applications and take them home with you and use them immediately. This year's event, this year's program, this year's seminar is about how the brain and the body communicate and how it works to maximize not only your cognitive patterns, how you think about things, but how your immune system works, how your heart works, how your intestinal system absorbs foods. See, all of those things relate to that. Our mission is to provide others with established and advanced techniques in the disciplines of natural therapeutics, of acupuncture and chiropractic applied kinesiology, natural functional medicine chemistries, and by creating all of those things in the paradigm that we talk about of structure, meaning your body, all those things you can touch, the chemistry, your chemical train, and your emotions, how you think about things. And I promise you, get it done. By the way, if two of you register, you can save a couple bucks. And if you register online, you can save a few more dollars. But trust me, this is an event that you don't want to miss. The guys are presenting our top shelf. It's all about the brain-body connection. It's about restoring the power of your brain and making sure that it works properly. If you go online, you go to agelesshealth2015.com and check it out, check the schedule, check the speakers out, see what's really there and how it's going to affect you. I promise you. You know, this is one of those things, if you don't appreciate what's going to be done that day, you know, then 39 years I've been in practice is for naught. Join me. Be there. You know, join my staff. We're there to talk to you afterwards. We're going to consult with you. We're going to do everything possible to weave this web in a way that's applicable for your day-to-day life. Have a lot of things I want to talk to you about today, but before we do that, Joan, thank you for calling and being the first today. How can I help you?
Thank you for taking my call. I called a couple of weeks ago because I was scheduled for an ultrasound on my thyroid, and you gave me some good advice. Try not to hear horses' hooves. Think horses,
not zebras.
Right.
Right.
But this week I am scheduled for 3 biopsies on my thyroid gland, and the radiologist had said it didn't look good, that it was bad.
Okay. Did he describe bad?
No, but I did request a report, and it's and then I got on the internet and went crazy, you know, solid components and calcifications and made myself crazy.
Okay, so this is one thing that you don't want to do, and what you have to remember about any thyroid nodularities or thyroid cancers. Let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Okay,
yeah.
Let's say that it's cancer. All right. So if it is, there's only a very small percent of those thyroid cancers that actually are nasty buggers and they can do a lot of damage to the body. In most situations, they're self-limiting. They take out, if they're encapsulated, they're closed system, they take them out, it's done, it's over with, that's it. If they decide, unfortunately, most physicians will want to remove the entire thyroid gland. When they do that, you're going to have to be put on thyroid hormone for the rest of your life. You're going to have to be real careful with that, because if you have a sensitivity to corn at any level and they put you on Synthroid, if you are allergic to corn, you can't take Synthroid. Your doctor should tell you that. There's many, many other types of medications. Now, that's the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, there's a small percentage of what may be there that may be other than just a very, let's just take it out and, see what happens 5 years from now type of thing. What I would encourage you to do, if you were my wife, I would tell you that, number one, you need to have, when they tell you, listen, we want to do the surgery, you need to have more than one consultation. It's not something that is going to, in worst case scenario, take you out tomorrow or next month or 6 months from now. You have time to get information and to weigh the potentiality of what your choices are and what your decision process is. I will happily do this for you. If you send me the reports, I will give you an interpretation that you can understand. Just send it to send it to the website. Go to drtomrozell.com. And, go in there, or actually, I think the one that you get to me fastest would be drtomrozell@gmail.com. That's the one that we use for the show, and I check it, at least 3 to 4 times a week. and I'll answer you very, very rapidly, and I'll tell you what I would do if you were Sue, if you were my wife, and, you know, where I would go and have it checked out. At least I can do that much for you. Does that work?
Thank you very much.
Joan, you're more than welcome. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Love to take your phone calls. We're going to talk about several things today and kind of stuck on, you know, the brain-body phenomena because Ageless Health 2015 is around the corner, and it's about that. It's about the brain-body connection and all those things that we talk about. You know, there's this term, psychoneuroimmunology. What does that mean? We're talking about the brain's effect on your immune system. And at Ageless Health 2015, we're going to talk about how your brain dramatically is the first line of defense in immunological response. If your nervous system is working the way it's supposed to, virtually everything else will work the way it was meant to work. If that neurological connection is aberrant, you can't get the signal to the organs, or there's something in between that the initiation of the neurological system to its end product, you're going to have a greater risk of things happening. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to teach you how to maximize that immunological response. You know, what you may not know is the brain is plastic. What does that mean? The brain is moldable. It's fixable. It's, you know, years ago when I first went into healthcare, I learned that the brain, once you destroy the cells of the brain, that they no longer regenerated. Well, that's not true. We know today in this new frontier of investigation of how the brain works and the intimacies of the brain and so forth, that the brain actually does begin to make new connections. It begins to strengthen connections. And when you don't use something that was there years ago, it begins to fade dramatically. You know the old thing, well, if you learned something many, many moons ago that it's still there, well, maybe. It depends on how focused you are in reconnecting those synapses again. But there's things like taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N, which is known to help re-stimulate the growth of nerve cells. There's things that we need to learn about relative to neurological transmitters. These are the things that initiate the connections between different processes within the brain. What am I talking about? Things like GABA and serotonin and dopamine, and they all have different reasons. You know, we know that when you're stressed out like crazy, your cortisol level goes up, 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 and your tryptophan level goes down, down, down. And without tryptophan, you can't produce serotonin. And if you can't produce serotonin, guess what? You can't go to sleep. So you're wide-eyed and bushy-tailed all night long, or you wake up all the time because your brain is in overdrive stimulating that increase level of cortisol. And you say, oh my God, you know, why can't I sleep? Well, remember we talked about injury patterns and biochemical irritation and emotional stress? Those are the things that do that. And we're going to get into that in a very, very specific way. We're going to talk about how your brain develops basically an inflammatory level that represents fire. I mean, your brain is on fire. And people have known this kind of anecdotally for years, and we have many terms for it, you know, reactive patterns and explosive patterns and imbalances that we call manic depressive patterns and so forth, and spontaneous reactions, and it goes on and on and on. We're going to show you how those connections can be modified and can work well. As we go through the program today, I want to get into really how that intestinal system affects the brain. That's going to be part of the topic. There's several of you on the line. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your stuff today as well and kind of, you know, put you in the direction that you need to be put in and guide you there and let you know that we're available to help you in any possible way that we can. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live on the station that you listen to. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. This is a platform for you to find out how to fix things from multiple dimensions of integrative and natural therapeutics, from functional nutritional medicine protocols, traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic, applied kinesiology, and so forth. That's what we do. That's what we want you to be aware of. That's what we want you to know, that your body is extremely forgiving, that you can do virtually anything as long as you take away the stuff that's causing it a problem. If you've never heard me lecture, this is an opportunity for you. This coming Ageless Health 2015, I do the lead off, I do the first hour, I do the last hour in 15, 20 minutes, and I tie it all together for you. We will hit it out of the park. For those of you who live down in Culpeper, on the 3rd of October, I will be there visiting you, and we will be introducing the PBS film down there, the PBS special that was nominated for 2 Emmy Awards on Ageless Health, by the way. So I will be down to say hello to all of you. Love to meet you, answer any of the questions that I can possibly answer for you. That's Saturday, the 3rd of October at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a fundraiser for Caring for Others Foundation. It's a 501c3. So we'll see you there. And, you know, bring your questions with you. Karen, how can I help you?
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Roselle.
Good afternoon, my friend.
I recently read an article in a homeopathic journal that highlighted the dangers of high oxalate foods. And I eat very healthy. And I found out that most of my diet consists of foods that are high oxalates.
Sure,
and I was wondering what your thoughts on this was.
That's crazy, right? Well, oxalate foods are not bad for everybody. And as long as you're drinking enough water and your kidneys are working the way they're supposed to, meaning your GFR, your kidney filtration rates are good, it's really not a problem. Oxalates are really naturally occurring things, and they're found in mostly all plants and animals and even in us. And, you know, oxalates belong to a bunch of molecules, and they're basically organic acids. And because of the acidity of it, they got to be balanced within our system. And, you know, so, you know, on the surface, everybody wants to run the banner up the flag and or the flagpole up the banner or, you know, whatever, right? But anyway,
right.
What they're saying is simply this, is that if you have a predisposition to forming kidney stones or gallbladder stones or things of that nature, you have to be very careful of how you combine oxalates, and there has to be other things. But you're right. I mean, the foods that are good for you, you know, from fruits virtually of all kind, but particularly stuff I love, like blackberries and blueberries and raspberries and strawberries. I eat those all the time. Figs. Anybody
yeah.
takes a fig away from me, I'm going to hurt them.
And spinach and kale. I mean, I can go on and on.
I
nuts.
Know. And your I mean, nuts and whole... beans and, you know. So here's the deal on it. Be very careful in not to combine any of them with dairy.
And, oh,
okay. So then you end up with something called a calcium oxalate crystal that's going to form and can jam up those areas in the kidney or in the gallbladder. So, you know, that's one guideline. Make sure that you're drinking lots of water so these acidic crystals don't have a chance to accumulate. You know, other crystals like gouty crystals form for similar reasons. So, there are very few conditions that you really have to, you know, be careful with. But oxalate stones, and like I said, are really a problem when anybody who has a kidney problem and doesn't have filtration or has kidney damage and so forth. But there's ways of modifying that and buffering that. And, you know, what we're talking about today will do that. But as long as your diet's good, dairy should dairy should not really be in anybody's diet on a regular basis.
I only recently started using a tiny bit of dairy. I didn't use it at all for the longest time.
Well, go back to not using it at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you won't miss it. Eat your vegetables and your beans and your nuts and things of that nature. Get, you know, get the right type of proteins in there. But, you know, one of the highest sources of oxalate is spinach. And
yeah.
And then after that, you go to, like, beets and, you know, there's leeks have a lot of them and so forth. But the bottom line is I eat this stuff all the time.
Me too.
I just rotate my food constantly so I don't have a chance to have any of this stuff build up. So unless you have any of the things that we talked about, don't worry about it. If anybody has a health problem that's with the kidneys or so forth, get rid of the dairy first. Make sure that you're drinking lots of water in your diet, not anything else but water, so you can flush things out regularly. Make sure you get some blood work done. Have your doctor check GFR, which is pretty much in most of general standardized testing today, and you go from there. I hope that helps you.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome, Karen. Thank you for calling. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Love to take your phone calls on any subject. We're talking about lots of different things today, but we're talking about your brain and all those things that happen, you know, when you don't take care of it. You know, brain toxins are one of those things that kill all of us. And when we talk about brain toxins, we're talking about virtually everything. We're talking about stuff that are highly inflammatory, highly acidic, and that we don't get them out of our body, because the neurological system of the body is very sensitive to all kinds of things. And when you are constantly putting in sugars, sodas, black teas, coffees on a regular basis, you know, my mantra, sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast foods, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMOs, and so forth. You're talking about things that can destroy liver function and destroy brain cells, and you begin to have to play catch up all the time. And that's not okay. You're chasing your tail. And instead of trying to repair, your body can't repair fast enough because you're killing them off at a rate that it just can't catch up with. There's ways to make sure that you buffer that. There are huge numbers of really good antioxidants that will help you. You know, a patient comes in and says, well, you know, you don't want me to drink coffee, but you tell me to drink green tea, organic green tea, but there's still caffeine in it. It's a slower, lower threshold, but the levels of antioxidants, the polyphenols that are in the green tea, are magnificent in how they help your body. Same thing, you know, we're dealing with the oxalates we just talked about. The levels of antioxidants in anything that is green or colorful in your body are things that you must have. You have to have them. Matter of fact, when you look at your plate, half of your plate to more than half of your plate should be green and colorful stuff. Then a small piece of it, maybe a quarter of it, is the proteins that we eat. And then if you're going to have something that is starchy, it still should be from your vegetables. People ask, you know, what do Sue and I eat for dinner? Well, you know what? Guess what our dinner usually is? It's a piece of fish or chicken, sometimes a little lamb, sometimes some free-range beef, sometimes a vegan. But we have only vegetables after that at dinner time. That's all we do. And then occasionally do we cheat? Once in a while, yeah. You know, my Sicilian genes come out and I get a little crazy, but I pay for it. And I make sure that I understand that that's going to happen. And then I spend the next couple of weeks kind of doing damage control. But that's neither here nor there. We're coming up to a break. I want to answer your calls on your problems. We have several of you on the line. We will get to you as soon as we come back. Don't go away. We're going to talk about your intestinal tract and your brain when we come back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any aspect of integrative and natural therapeutics that you'd like to know something more about. Here's your opportunity. This is the place that you get it done. If you'd like to reach me when we are not on the air, go to rozellecare.com or drtomrozelle.com. Either one will get to me. Just send me a note and we will get back to you. And we'd like to, welcome people throughout the country who are listening to this program. We find so many of you are tuning in, even from places as far out as Hawaii. There's a group of you that get up very early in the morning and listen, and we get your emails, and thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Glad to know that we're reaching you and helping you in many different ways. Bonnie, how can I help you? Thank you for being patient.
It's not about the brain this time, but I have a pain in my buttocks that goes down the outside of my leg when I walk up the steps. It increases the pain.
I have to deal with some of those internationally. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry. So you have pain in your buttocks that go into your leg, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when did it start?
Oh, just a couple of days ago for no reason whatsoever.
Okay. Have you ever had the problem before?
No.
Okay. Does it go? Is it there constantly?
No.
How about when you're sitting or standing or walking? When do you find it the most?
When I'm walking or walking up the steps.
Okay.
Is it
difficult for you to go from a sitting to a standing position?
No.
Okay. So the problem probably is one of a couple things. If it just came on and it just started, let me ask you a couple qualifying questions. First, are you on any new medications?
No.
All right. Do you take statins?
Yes.
Okay, that can be a side effect of statin medication, is generalized myopathy, but it could also happen just in one localized area over a period of time. And it doesn't have to happen all at once, but it can happen suddenly. So if you're having that leg pain and it's happening particularly when you're moving around because you're causing the muscles to fire, that's one of the indications that it may be a biochemical process. If you're laying down, there's no pain. If you're sitting, there's no pain. If you get up and there's no pain, we may be dealing with a biochemical problem, or you could, in fact, be dealing with a bilateral irritation of the sacroiliac joints of the pelvis, because as you're moving, those joint spaces move back and forth. Have you had any recent stress in your life?
Brain stress.
Emotional stress. All of a sudden something has happened in your life that, and then now the stress pattern's over.
Well, I'm a widow, but that's been 3 years ago, and I don't know if I'm over it yet or not.
Okay, it's a possibility. What I'm looking at, generally what happens is that when we have a stress of any sort, that's obviously a very, very, devastating situation for you or anybody else. And then you deal with it, your adrenal system, your fight-flight system kicks in very hard, and you're putting steroids out. And then all of a sudden, you come to a place where your body can't deal with it anymore, or you're over it, and your body goes into it's relaxation time. And then everything that you've been kind of holding together now falls apart. And the pelvis can be one of them. And what you'll notice is that the pain that you experience is exactly what you're describing, is it'll take place as you're moving around and walking around. I would suggest that you do a couple things. One is start taking vitamin B complex. Go to the health food store. Get a good one. Don't go to the drugstores or, GNC or anything like that. Go to Mom's or Whole Foods or places like that. Ask them for a really good vitamin B complex. Start taking it a couple times a day and start taking 1,000 milligrams, MG, of vitamin C 3 times a day, and see if that begins to modify the process over a period of generally about 4 or 5 days. You should see a significant change if it's a stress pattern. If it's it continues and it really doesn't change it, then you need to get in to see me or somebody in our office or somebody that does the work like we do and get them to check it out before you resort to any kind of medication whatsoever. But again, going back to the statins, global myopathies are very common with people who are taking medication that drops cholesterol. And the problem is, an unfortunate problem with statins, is that they really don't work. Do they lower cholesterol? Yes, absolutely they do. But cholesterol is not the reason that most people plaque. Anyway, Bonnie, give me a call. If I can help you, send me a note. I'm more than happy to do what I can to help you out. Bernice, hello, my friend.
Hi.
What's happening?
Oh, my daughter has acid reflux, and I wanted to know how she could fix it.
How old is your daughter?
26.
I'm sorry?
26.
Okay. So listen, it's usually dietary, or it's a fault with the diaphragm, the big muscle that cuts us in half. It sits underneath the lungs and sits above the stomach, and you have three holes through it. One is the abdominal aorta, it's the big artery that comes off the heart, and then the vena cava, the big vein that comes off the heart, and then you have the esophagus, and that goes down through. And all those holes are really close together, and they go down, and then they distribute to where they're going to go. The esophagus, obviously, your food tube is going to go to the stomach. So several things can happen. One is that the nerves that are going to the diaphragm aren't working properly. You have a couple that come from the neck, the second and third nerves from the neck, cervical nerves. They're called the phrenic nerve. When they combine together, they go to the diaphragm. You have nerves between your shoulder blades that go there, and you have a long nerve called the vagus nerve. Any of those nerves that have been irritated, and they've either been irritated by pull or by compression, directly or indirectly, can cause the diaphragm not to work. So subsequently, when you breathe, the stomach doesn't get out of the way, and it puts pressure on it, and you start producing acid and so forth. That's one of the things. So there's a mechanical reason. Biochemically, what we normally see is that people are eating things that are starting to irritate the gut. People who are grain eaters, they eat breads, they eat gluten products and so forth, are going to have that kind of problem. If people are sensitive at all to dairy, one of the side effects is acid reflux, or the symptoms of gastritis or acid building up in the intestinal system. That's another reason. So you have to look at the biochemistry, see what's there, fix that. Also, if getting back into the chemical side, if people are drinking things that they shouldn't be drinking, they can leave that stomach far more irritated than otherwise. If somebody's taking a medication. Prilosec actually will cause a rebound phenomena. Some of the bisphosphonates, the things that women take to make sure that their bones supposedly stay more solid, are some of the symptoms are acid reflux types of symptoms. And it goes on. But the problem is, or the point of it is that it can be fixed. You have, like I've said many times to you in Arizona, a wealth of really excellent, excellent practitioners. And there's a good friend down there, and I'll tell you his name on the air. His name is Dr. Michael Lebowitz. And if you send me a note, I'll get you his information. He works in our area, but works pretty much with biochemistry and desensitizations. He's excellent and could help your daughter a whole lot. So send me a note, Bernice, and I will get you the data specifically.
What's his last name?
Lebowitz.
L-E-B?
L-E-I-B-O-W-I-T-Z.
I-T-Z. Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
And what are some vitamins that you take when you're studying for your brain?
Thiamine, B1.
Uh-huh.
I would take that. I would add that to a B-complex. But when you're really under a lot of stress studying, you want to take 500 to 1,000 milligrams of B1, but in 100-milligram dosages every hour.
And then
what you want to do is you want to increase your omega-3s and your omega-9s and your CLAs, your conjugated linoleic acids. You take those, it keeps the brain working. Taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, uh-huh. I would take 500 milligrams at least twice a day and work with that. But those things all work to keep the brain sharp. Make sure that the person's not going into a hypoglycemic dump. Keep your blood sugar stable. You need to eat a little bit as you're studying. Stay away from the sugary stuff and the carbohydrates that react into sugar, because then you're going to go to sleep. So you want to have proteins, and if you can have some fruit, you have an apple and put almond butter on the apple, so it balances the blood sugar so you don't crash with the apple. Anyway, there's a lot more, but those things can happen. Bernice, thank you, kiddo. Good to hear from you again. 888-630-9625. If you're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, would love to take your phone calls on any subject today. We're talking about different things, but we're talking about the brain and how it affects all kinds of things. We said that 2015 Ageless Health Program coming up in less than 4 weeks, 4 weeks from yesterday, as a matter of fact, is going to focus on brain-body function. So, you need to consider things like, can your intestinal system, does it affect your mood? Short answer is, yep, absolutely, positively, it does. As we understand more and more about the intestinal system, we understand that your brain has to connect biochemically with the intestinal tract. We know that this system is critical in maintaining its balance. So, unlike, that big old brain between your earlobes, that 6 inches that everybody focuses on, that's this other brain. It's lower down. It's behind your belly button. And, the mechanisms that are there, its role in controlling digestion, from the time you put something in your mouth and you swallow it, and then you have enzymes that are released in your mouth, and then more in your stomach, and more in your intestinal tract, and they break down the food to control everything that happens in your brain. That's right, everything that happens in your brain. Interesting study, John Hopkins, in the Department of Neurogastroenterology. There's a guy by the name of Jay Pastricha, I think, if I remember the article I read this morning before coming to the program. And he said that the nervous system doesn't seem capable, as they thought, as we know about it, that they're to work on its own. There has to be other things. It doesn't produce the nutrient bases that it needs to survive, so to speak. And it has to get it from someplace. And they found that very, very profoundly, that the brain communicates with the intestinal system back and forth. And that's direct from that study. So, if you want to check it out, John Hopkins has a lot of stuff that sometimes it gets into referee journals, but you may not see it. So you need to look for it. Anyway, this whole system can trigger emotional shifts. People who have IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and even things like constipation, diarrhea, bloating, the stomach upset. What they're finding is these people are more prone to emotional pathway problems of, you know, depression and ADD, ADHD, and so forth, and other people are. I mean, that's their publications. That's what they're saying. And, you know, so when you realize that there's a higher than normal percentage, you know, of people who have bowel problems that they can identify, and these people develop problems with depression and anxiety more so than anybody else, that's important. And because up to 30 to 40% of the population has bowel problems. So that means that that's contributing to a lot of the things that are out there relative to emotional-based problems and the identification. Doesn't it, you know, it's interesting. Here's where my head goes. Here's my thought process. We're seeing more and more kids and adults being put on psychogenic drugs to control their moods and their emotions and their depression and so forth. Why today, more so than any other time? Why are we seeing so much of that today? Could it be that because as our diets have gotten worse, we become a fast food expedient expert society, that we go from, you know, what's quick, what can I throw in my mouth, all the junk, all the breads, all the sugars, all the garbage, all the crap that's out there, that we're seeing more and more? There seems to be a parallel. There seems to be, you know, this happened, now we have this. Doesn't take a genius. It really doesn't. It doesn't take a genius. It takes a moment of thought and looking at some statistics and drawing the right relationships to it. So think about this for a second. If that's all it took was to change the way we ate, you know, in traditional Chinese medicine, there is a direct relationship between every organ system in the body and emotional charges. If the liver is toxic, one of the emotions that you're going to experience is anger. Off the well anger. So they go to the doctor and the doctor puts them on an emotional tranquilizer to dampen the anger, the explosiveness. If the intestinal tract is not working the way it's supposed to, the gut, the large intestine, one of the things that you're going to get is this deep, deep depression that relates to lung function, because those are yin and yang organs, positive and negative organs. What's the emotion that's associated with it? Guess what? Grief. So you've got this grief pattern going on, this depression that's going on. And what do? You go and you get your Paxil and you get everything else that, you know, the doctor's going to give you to try to dampen it. When it's a gut problem, you fix the gut, you detoxify the intestinal system. 75% of your immune system resides in the intestinal system. 75%. And if we're messing it up on a day-to-day basis because of all the stuff that we're putting into it, guess what? You're going to have an eye-opening, dampening, depressive experience. And you're going to go off to your doc, and he's going to give you all kinds of things to take, and you're stuck on him for the rest of your life, and he doesn't want to take you off of it. But you know what? This whole thing involves the interactions between the nervous signals, the gut hormones, the bacteria in your gut, the bacteria that we thrive and live and it protects us. You really need to learn about this, and you can do that by coming to Asia's Health 2015. I promise you, you're going to go home with an eye-opening experience, one that you'll be able to change virtually anything that's going on, or at least make a whole lot better. Don't set it aside. Go to ageshealth2015.com and register today. We'll be right back after some important messages.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live, as you do every Sunday at 12 noon, at least on Eastern Standard Time. And those of you who are outside the area, you're listening to it at a different time. Depends on where you're at. And we always would love to help you in any way that we possibly can. Coming up, don't forget, the 17th of October. I'd love to have you there. I'd love to try to help you in any way that we possibly can. And that's why we do the program. And don't forget, we'll be down in Culpeper, Virginia, on Saturday the 3rd, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to show you the PBS movie. So join us if you've got an afternoon to kind of set aside and you'd like to help Caring for Others raise some funds. I think the tickets, I don't know, $10, $15. Anyway, it all goes to Caring for Others. You get a direct donation or deduction for that. So join us. My friend George, how can I help you, my friend?
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Tom. I have a question for you. I have a very good friend that has gotten diagnosed with myasthenia gravis.
Myasthenia gravis. Yeah, so go ahead.
And I can't get a straight answer from anybody. He was out in Montana and had to go to the hospital and whatever. So, I mean, how serious is this? Is this like a terminal type of disease?
No, but you feel like it is. It's, you know, it's a progressive neurological problem. you know, very much along the lines of diseases like ALS, but nowhere near as devastating. Primary lateral sclerosis, which is another one. There's a whole bunch of them like that, but this is one of the longer drawn out versions of it. It's obviously an autoimmune problem. And, you know, it causes weakness because of the antibodies that are starting to cause receptor site blockages for something called acetylcholine. And what happens is that the transmission isn't working like it's supposed to, and you start seeing a breakdown in neuromuscular control. And there's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of it's not a huge number of people, thank God. You know, it happens generally over age 50, and it's a progressive weakening and muscle wasting. And what happens is you see spasm, the muscles start fasciculating. They start, you know, like they're twitching.
Right.
And, you know, you first see it in the arms, but it's usually global when it happens. The reflexes become overactive. You know, patients, you know, that end up with things like, you know, they start dragging their feet, their speech becomes slurred. They start seeing, you start seeing wasting in the hands and the feet first, but it takes, it's a length of time. Neurological examination, you know, fortunately in my career, I've probably only have seen in 39 years, I've probably seen maybe 36 of them, you know, that are really documented, that I know that's what I was looking at. And, but a good examination, and then you today's world, you do MRIs and so forth. So what it comes down to, in fact, it is a autoimmune problem. It goes to that brain-gut paradigm that we've been talking about. It goes to the exposures, in my opinion, and things that we observed over the years to heavy metal exposures, which get in and begin also to bind into the receptor sites. When we're talking about brain receptor sites and also peripheral nerve receptors. So it's, you know, that's where you would go after it. You know, a lot of people talk about myasthenia gravis as it's basically a progressive paralytic disorder, disease that's causing the things that we just talked about. You can end up, a patient also will complain of a very protracted chronic fatigue associated with the fasciculations and the weakness and the degeneration and so forth. So it can be helped. It can be supported. It's one of those things that I don't know that you can stop. We've never stopped them, but we've helped retard them dramatically. You know, I'm more than happy, George, to send you more data and information on it, but I need to know more about the patient and what process they're at. Just so send me a note. I'll be more than happy to get back for you. I got to break off now, my friend, but happy to give you some information. We're coming up to a break. We'll be here same time, same place next Sunday. See you then. This is Dr. Tom.